In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, and happy Tuesday. It sure feels good to have Monday right behind us in the rearview mirror. So now we have nothing forward to look forward to except the rest of this glorious work week. The time is now 8:08 and you are tuned in to the Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And when I tell you, you definitely want to stick around for this hour simply because we're going to be putting out some great information that's happening right underneath your nose. But of course, we can't do that without first shedding a little bit of entertainment. So make sure you continue to keep it here. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you, America's best.
Sun is going down, time is running out.
And welcome back to the studio. That was Lil Nas X with Monster. Gosh, it's so hard these days to read, and I've got my glasses on, and it's so ridiculous. If you have not familiarized yourself with that little laugh in the background, we've got Grace from MWR here in the studio with us. As promised, we're going to be putting out some great information about community events that are lined up and have some fun, and we can't do either one of those without Grace here at the station. So thank you so much, Grace, for stopping by.
Good morning. And yes, sorry, I didn't even introduce myself yet. And I was already laughing in the background.
You're totally fine. It's okay. They're like, that's Grace. It's Tuesday. That's Grace.
Yes. If you guys don't know already by now, the Tuesday special with EJ and I.
That's just so fun. We got DJ Grace in the building. So,
yes. You get to learn a little bit about us as well as all things MWR.
Oh, yeah. So I'm particularly excited about it just because it's hard to believe just as quickly as we got into the month of April, we are now kind of transitioning out of April, like in a week. And that is so wild. I had to look and I said, wait a minute, it is not the 22nd of April.
I literally did the same thing yesterday, looking on the calendar for events this weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Unreal.
It's the 26th on Saturday. How is this possible?
That literally can't be possible. And yet, here we are.
Time is flying.
And we just celebrated the beginning of the year not that long ago. I feel like it was the day before yesterday, and now here we are at the end of May. It's unbelievable. But as always, it's great to have you here because I know we're just going to get right into some incredible events that are happening because you always have a way to keep us busy. Wow. And I love that.
We definitely try. There's a lot going on in the year. There's so much to celebrate, and there's, you know, major seasons that are constantly changing, which means the events are constantly changing.
Indeed.
So it's really exciting. It's exciting for me also, not just as an employee, but as a patron too, to see all the awesome things that are available throughout base and all the trips and tours and just all the fun things that all the facilities are doing.
So I don't know if you guys are aware or not, in addition to like everything that MWR does, they also create those wonderful magazines that you see outside the commissary, in and around base. And it is just so incredible because I can't imagine what it's like when you are designing these magazines and you guys get a firsthand look at everything that's going to be offered. And you probably say to yourself, oh, I know this event is going to like sell out in like hotcakes. I know people are going to like, it's going to be all booked up.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Now that I've been here almost 2 years and I can't believe I'm saying that. Holy cow. Again, time flies. Yeah. But you start to see the repetition of the seasons come back around and you get excited for those particular things that are coming up.
Yeah.
So it is something to look forward to always. There's something always exciting happening. Yeah. And I'm particularly excited for all the things coming this spring. You know, one of the big trips that is happening this next month is the flower festivals that are happening around the island, as well as a lot of outdoor recreation kayaking trips. But then we just have so much to celebrate with, you know, like today is Earth Day.
It is.
I believe we should celebrate the Earth every day, but we will have one designated day to celebrate the Earth.
Yes.
But just so many cool things. May the 4th is coming up. Dun, da, da.
May the 4th be with you.
So many cool things. I love being able to share with the community all the things that we are doing, and I also love being back behind the scenes and seeing all the things that we're doing too.
That is too cool. So I know one of the things actually we put out in the previous hour, because today is National Earth Day, is that they are actually, I want to say, like, accepting fingerprints, but they're kind of doing like these really cool like fingerprint trees at the MWR Library today at 4:30, which I thought was pretty remarkable because it gives everybody a chance to be really creative, kind of get their hands dirty, but for a really great cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just thought that was really, really amazing. So I'm curious to know, we've been kind of almost building it up, but now I'm just so curious, what keeps MWR busy and what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, so those, you already spoiled it for us, which is awesome. That's okay. We're going to be doing Earth Day fingerprint trees today at the library. It's so cool. The library is not only a place to learn and relax, but it's also a creative outlet here on base. Whether you're a child or you're an adult, there's so many cool things that you can do at the library. So if you are any age, you don't even have to be a kid, you can be an adult, you can come to the MWR Library from 4:30 to 6:30, and we're going to celebrate Earth Day by creating these beautiful artworks using our finger paint and our fingerprints to paint trees. So we will also learn more about trees and other plant work in Earth's ecosystem. So again, not only is it a creative project at the library, but it is also a learning opportunity, which I just absolutely love.
So here's a question for you. Do I have to be an adult? Like, can I just be a kid? I'd rather be a kid.
Absolutely.
They have the best
All
time.
Ages are welcome.
Nice.
Whether you are, you know, 0.5 or, or you are 55, you can come get your fingerprints and some paint and make this beautiful tree over at the library.
Oh, that is wonderful. I love that so much. And it could not have happened at a better time with it being the month of the military child.
Yes.
And now we have like this really great opportunity to get creative. And I think too, even as adults, it's such an incredible reminder that we can still kind of like activate that inner child within all of us, because we all have them, no matter like how serious we are, right? There's just something inside of us that's like, no, I gotta break out this little kid in me and have fun and paint and just be uber creative.
He or she is always with us.
That indeed.
Always.
I like that.
And we're born a child, and I truly believe we leave this earth as a child, but it is always with us, and we find those certain tasks and events or projects that really bring it out in us, you know, and I just think that's really special and something that everybody should embrace.
I like that. I don't know what it is about you. Talking with you really makes me want to break out my vision board. I really do.
Creative.
I like that
it's
a
so
lot.
So fun.
It
just
is.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Elsa said it best.
You were going to say that. It's so good. I love that so much. Just let it go. I like that.
Yeah.
So what else do we have to look forward to?
So you also mentioned the month of the military child. We're still celebrating that. So we are doing another event, the Purple Up Party at Sparetime Bowling tomorrow, Wednesday, April 23rd from 11:30 to 8 p.m. All ages are welcome to celebrate the month of the military child with our Purple Up Party. It's going to be super fun. You'll receive a free game of bowling if you wear purple. So all you have to do is show up, wear some purple, have a great free game of bowling, which will include this awesome Purple Up Party.
Nice.
And then if you decide to stick around and have some more fun with bowling, but you for sure get that free game of bowling if you wear purple.
That is so awesome. As I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, I have never seen purple more celebrated ever in life. And then I said, this
I
is going to be so cool.
Yes.
I love that. And I think it was like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I also think, did you make mention there was a purple candy buffet? Is that what's happening?
There should be
That'd be wild.
Of really cool. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh my gosh,
because,
I'm spoiling it.
You know, it's okay. But yeah, it's gonna. Last year we also had this Purple Up Party, and there was the awesome purple candy buffet.
No way.
So we'll see if it's happening again this year.
I'd be very curious to see. But regardless, I think it's kind of cool, too, because Sparetime Bowling is amazing when it comes to, like, putting together these, like, nonstop creative events.
Mm-hmm.
And then really encouraging people to come out, have a really great time, and spending time with your family, your friends. And then with such a major celebration, celebrating all of our military children, I think there's no better reason to go out and have a really great time.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of our, you know, military, month of the military child, events were catered towards the beginning and the middle of the month. So we're still celebrating. We're still celebrating. The month is not over.
It's not over.
So come over to Spare Time and celebrate some more.
I like
It'll
that.
It'll be so
fun.
Much.
Oh, that is so good. I love this. You know what? Actually, it's funny you should say that, because as we're talking about bringing out our inner child, I couldn't help but say to myself, this only makes sense for us to be able to kind of play that music that brings out that inner child in every single one of us. And then it was just like, you know what? I think it's time to just let some things go and just really reclaim that inner child in each and every one of us. So we're dedicating this one to you, Grace, and
love
all
it.
Of you for your inner child. Here's Idina Menzel with Let It Go.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen.
I want to be next to you.
And that was Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga with Die With a Smile. You know, when I first heard that song, I already knew that was going to be a favorite of mine, without a doubt. And that was before I saw the music video.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I saw the video, and then there's just something about a song. Like, when I hear the song, I'm like, okay, I love it. Then I go and watch the video,
and
then it's like, you know what? I have now solidified the fact this is my favorite song. That happens to be one of my favorite ones.
It is so beautiful. And I was just telling EJ on our break that there is an acoustic version of that song. And I fancy it even more than that one. It is so good. So if you haven't heard the acoustic version of that song, I would highly recommend you looking it up.
First of all, kudos to you for using the term fancy in that form. That was so cool. And actually, it kind of brings back, I don't know if you recall, but back in the day, way back when, they used to have a manner in which people would speak. And they would say things like that. We're like, oh, I fancy that. They wouldn't say like, oh, I like that, or I love it. Or they would just say, no, I fancy that. And I think we should dedicate a day where we just kind of have like a national classic language day. And this would be so awesome. People could just kind of just almost like tune in, and they would just kind of like type in how they would respond to a thing, but in the old days.
I love it.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
I love it.
We need to bring back some of that language.
Yes.
I think that'd be just randomly bring, like, introduce it into conversation. People would never even see it coming.
I know. I mean, I even watch those time era, you know, series like The Gilded Age or Bridgerton, and it's like, I don't think I could dress like that every day, but I would love to dress like that for one day.
One solid day. We should have
one
like a national
day.
Bridgerton day. That'd be pretty
just
cool.
Just have all of that.
Yes.
That'd
yes.
be so fun.
Now that I would definitely
so who
fan.
Do we talk to about that?
You know what? I think we should talk to MWR about
Oh, okay.
A national Bridgerton day.
Ooh.
Now that would be a day I would fancy.
Ooh.
I would definitely love that one.
Yes.
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
Love it.
And actually, it's funny you should mention that, because we were going to be talking about devised theater.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit
so
about that.
So this is kind of like on the same track of what we're like slowly leading you guys into the direction here, every, you know, as we're talking. But yeah, so one of our leisure skills class, we have a theater class going on. And this is a devised theater youth class. So all the youth will start from scratch and use their creativity to build unique pieces of theater. This is a youth class, like I just said, so ages 11 to 18. And it'll be this Friday, April 25th, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. in the MWR Compass Room. Shout out to this amazing instructor. She is super talented and has a plethora of experience and education in the theater. So if you have not taken one of these theater classes with her, I highly recommend it, especially for the youth. It's a Friday night, something really fun and creative for them to do. So definitely check it out.
Shout out to you for using the word plethora, because I don't even hear that word very often in language. I like that.
I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll.
You really are. It's like, just like two for two here. This is pretty good. I like it. No, actually, when I was reading the description of it, only because I am much of a, I'm a theater kid at heart. And
ooh.
So when I was younger, I used to always perform back home in my church. And whenever I see that, I'm like, it kind of just brings out like that inner character in me. And it's really great to see that people are so multifaceted. You know, we could really just kind of, I don't know, just tap into that inner character, you know, and just, I don't know, just be something totally different, which is probably why I love Halloween so much.
Yeah.
But to just be something that you're not, even for a short time period.
Absolutely.
I love it so
again,
much.
Just being creative, being that inner child. So fun.
Yeah, it is.
So fun, and just makes life a little bit better.
I'm always reminded of like those little clips that I like. I love to watch. And one of them, it was really great. It was actually Leonardo DiCaprio, and it was behind the scenes of The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
And it shows you, they were like, it is amazing how he just jumps into character. So you get to see the very rare behind the scenes clip of how he can just kind of go from being himself to just all of a sudden just like embodying this character that he plays in the movie, which is so phenomenal to see that. It is,
They are so talented, those actors and actresses.
They are.
What they do to change so many different parts and really take on, you know.
Yeah.
I know a big one was the Joker, correct?
Oh my gosh, yes.
His Johannes,
incredible.
Yeah. He really had to, I remember reading that article, he really had to study.
Right, and that was one of the things that I just love about actors, because they don't just jump into the roles, but they actually research the actual character that they're playing, which is huge. I know that was
look at Johnny Depp and Jack Sparrow.
Amazing!
Oh my goodness, amazing!
I think one of the greatest examples for me, and it was when I saw the movie, I was like, "That is him! Like that's literally him!" Is when Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles in Ray.
Oh,
that was unbelievable!
Unbelievable!
Even when I see Denzel Washington in virtually any role he plays.
Yes.
I mean, any role he plays.
So
I mean, he just,
talented.
He just becomes that individual. And it makes me wonder, do they ever step off the stage? Or they just do they wake up like this? It's just incredible to
me. It is. It's incredible.
It
that's
is.
How you know they're good at what they do.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
And totally.
That's what makes it so big. So love it, love it.
Man.
And I love, too, that we're getting the youth involved, because that's when it matters the most, is really just kind of channeling that imagination of theirs.
Yes.
And just letting it run wild all over the stage.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely huge. I love that. The Devise Theater, which is taking place, this Friday.
Yes.
That is incredible.
On.
It is a lot happening.
Still time to sign up, so don't fret.
I love it. I love it. And we also have another thing coming back as well. We've got Bingo, which
Bingo.
Is always, it is that wonderful, amazing, looking forward to Thursday evening kind of event.
Yes.
Which is huge here.
Yes.
It is huge.
And do you want to know what that jackpot is?
I'm kind of curious.
Do you want to know?
I kind of do.
Drum roll, please.
$6,000. That is so unreal.
Oh my goodness. If not all of you come out to Bingo on Thursday and win this $6,000, I am going to be shocked.
Look, just those of you that could use the money, come on out.
Seriously.
For all the rich people, you just stay indoors. But for those of us that can use the money, make sure you make your way out.
Seriously. So if you are interested in potentially winning $6,000 this Thursday, April 24th, you can show up at 5 p.m. for getting everything ready for that official 6 p.m. start. You can purchase your bingo packages in Connections Bar right across the way from the chart room. It is $25 per person per package with extra jackpot cards for $10. And ages 18 and up only, please, no children allowed. And you will try your luck at 9 regular games with a $100 payout each. And a jackpot game that starts at $2,500 and goes up $500 each week that no one wins. Again, $6,000.
You know, I'm so glad you led with that. You know how sometimes people tend to space out, but when you lead with that kind of money, people tend to tune in. People will definitely tune in.
Again, $6,000.
It's so much money, you have to sing it.
Goodness. I am so excited for all you patrons who show up Thursday night.
Indeed, yes.
And you might see me there.
Look at that.
For all of you that do go, I hope and wish you the absolute best in winning that $6,000.
That is a lot of money to contend with, let me tell you. I've never seen $6,000 all in one space. I can tell you that. That is a lot of money indeed, but I love it so very much. Yes.
Man.
Yes. It's just a great deal. It just makes you make noise.
Yes.
It's just so much money.
Wow.
No, definitely love that so very much. And for those of you that are participating, make sure you make your way out to Bingo Thursdays, because there's so much money to be had. Who wants to leave $6,000 on the table anyway? Make sure you continue to keep it here, because we still have a great deal of information when it comes to the world of MWR. There is much to come with Grace here in the studio with us this morning. So make sure you continue to keep it here. Here's Barrett Strong with Money. That's What I Want.
Our best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
And that was Honey by John Kay. I like that song. I think that was actually the first time. That could really be an old song, and I'm that way. I will come across a song after everybody has heard it, like for God knows how long, and I'm like, I really like that one. And they're like, do you have any idea how old that song is?
No, but I think that's yeah. the best.
Yeah, for
I
me, it's kind of like a used car. I get it. Yes. It's old to some, but it's new to me. It means something to me, so I definitely like that one. And I like that very much. And speaking of happy, I know we still have a lot of information to cover because we've got a really, really awesome weekend, actually, that's coming up sooner rather than later.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about some fun that is being planned by MWR?
Well, I am super excited about these events because I am, if you don't know me, a huge Star Wars fan.
Very big Star Wars fan. Okay.
It's very nostalgic for me because I used to sit with my father as a little girl and watch these movies with him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, we're on this whole like theme today of, you know, embracing your inner child.
Yeah.
So it's a movie that I will turn on at any time, whether I'm trying to relax or really just want to engage in the movie. So with May the 4th coming up next weekend, we have a ton of fun planned. So first, Midtown 2 Theaters will be hosting another magical movie weekend, this time involving Star Wars. So literally all of the movies are going to be played. There's wow. nine, there's nine, 10. Ooh, don't hold me to that.
Yeah, I know. Anywhere in that range.
Yes.
That actually sounds about right.
So from Friday, May 2nd through the weekend into Sunday, May 4th, you can embark on this epic journey through the Star Wars saga with a back-to-back movie marathon that will transport you to a galaxy far, far away.
That is awesome. I love that.
Love it. Cosplay is definitely encouraged for all of you that have costumes. So feel free to show up and show off your Jedi robes or Sith attire. You can find all of those movies and their showing times on our Facebook page and on our website. So definitely make sure you check those out, whether you'll be watching every single one of them or you'll be coming for your favorite.
Very nice. Okay, I like that. That's good.
Yes.
Okay, what else are we looking forward to?
So 568 Lounge is also hosting a Star Wars theme party on Saturday, May 3rd from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. for ages 18 and up only. You can also be sure to come dressed up as your favorite Star Wars character while you enjoy specialty cocktails. Just a plug here, I already know what these specialty cocktails are going to be, and they are so exciting.
Oh,
nice. You do not want to miss out on these. They are have been working very hard to put these together. So as you're dressed up, a costume contest will be held for individuals and couples. So make sure you come. There will be prizes. And then, of course, additional to music and just a great time, there will be cornhole and giant Jenga available outside as well to enjoy.
Let me just say this. Anytime there is an occasion where adults can be dressed in costume, I am here for it.
I am ready to see all you Leias with those amazing buns around your ears. I am ready for it.
This is like random, but not really random. But my husband and I were actually talking yesterday, and we were talking about attending, which I didn't even know existed, a Comic-Con cruise, which I thought would be pretty phenomenal because I love cruises, and he's a big anime fan. And so we were like, we should do that. And then I said to him, you know what would be really great? If we can't make it, we should just go on a cruise and just dress up in like any random costume every single day.
There's no limitations.
Right. So we can boost the morale on a ship. Yeah. We can't seem to get away from the ship, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, EJ will be dressed as Leia with buns around her ears.
This is happening, friend. This is definitely happening.
So awesome. I love it.
So we've got one final thing that's happening with MWR.
One final awesome Star Wars event will be at Spare Time Bowling. They will be hosting a Galactic Glow Bowl on Sunday, May 4th from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with $15 per lane per hour pricing. Super great deal, and you'll experience an out of this world Star Wars themed day of fun. Celebrate the Force with glow bowling, where the lanes will light up like a lightsaber duel. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Whether you are a Jedi or a Sith, it's the perfect way to mark this epic day in the galaxy.
Man, that is so cool. Shout out to Spare Time Bowling and MWR for putting together such incredible events.
So awesome.
Because this just sounds so amazing, and I couldn't even imagine something like that happening anywhere else other than Spare Time Bowling.
I know, it's literally a whole weekend. So go to the movies, watch the movies. If you're an adult, pop over to 568 Lounge, have an amazing drink and dress up. And then make sure on Sunday you get in some bowling time with that Galactic Global.
That sounds remarkable. And then don't even get out of costume. Just stay in the costume the entire time for every single event, because you're
absolutely
not going to regret
just
it.
Just the whole weekend.
I think that actually sounds pretty remarkable.
Yes,
so.
And just remember, folks, May the 4th be with you.
I love that one. Oh, my. That never grows old on me.
It
May
doesn't.
The 4th be with you. Make sure you continue to keep it here, because we still have some information to pass along to help keep that Tuesday of yours off to one smooth start. Here's Lil Nas X with Old Town Road on 105.9.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going